go. All right, beautiful video. Sign us in.
Hey guys, this is Fino,
And this is Carmen.
and you're listening to
Man in the Mill. Lego.
Hey.
We back. We back.
Come on, dance and party.
All right, that's all I got.
She dance,
Oh, baby, but she moved. She
she
moved.
move.
I don't. Do you guys remember American Idol?
The
So,
dude.
what was his name? Do you remember?
I don't
I
remember,
don't
but I know
remember either.
who you're talking about.
Oh, he was an American Idol dude, and he
Asian,
was.
little
Did
like
he have
dirty dude.
glasses?
Yeah.
I think he had glasses.
But when he came back, he didn't have glasses.
That's
He
right.
didn't
That's
came back for
right.
like a season.
Because people were making fun of how he was so bad, he was good.
He
Does that
was
make sense?
bad, but he was entertaining. He was
No,
entertaining
it was
people.
like he was so bad, but he was good.
No, he wasn't good.
Well,
He wasn't good.
did you guys miss us? What a time to come back to, right? Why is it that every time we go on winter break, we always come back to a shit show? Every single fucking time, this country implodes every time we take a our little winter break.
Tell me about
It
it.
never fucking fails.
Was it last time we were this summer? We went on a little,
We didn't go on a summer break this
I
time
thought we
around.
did it. We did.
We didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah? We muddled all the way through.
I thought we did for June. Okay. Sorry,
It's
I rehearsed something like I'm watching too much criminal shows.
Criminal show.
I'm watching I watched there I watched a new show on Hulu where it's about Balenciaga, the founder of Balenciaga
Okay.
and his uproar right now. I'm just in the like the first episode. And then I started to rewatch The Golden Girls because I've been in a marijuana vibe moment phase
First of all,
where like I'm just smoking for a second.
who uses the correct pronunciation? Who sits there and says, "I smoke the marijuana"?
Did I say like that?
No.
Oh.
You said, "I smoke the marijuana." Can you just say weed like normal people?
I could, but I just felt like weed was just like not the proper, I don't know, but
Do you think you feel more sophisticated because you
I
call
said it like
it
that, marijuana.
marijuana?
It made me feel a little happy.
Okay. So you've been getting high and,
Sorry.
or I'm sorry, you've been smoking the ganji or the ganja. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And I've been watching The Golden Girls all over again.
I bet you that's
Oh,
hilarious.
Rose just cracked it. Oh.
I have been on the Neighborhood Kick.
Oh, that's the show.
We were just, yeah,
Okay.
with Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. If you guys have not watched it, I highly recommend it. The show is fucking hilarious.
Maybe after The Golden Girls. I've watched it.
Okay.
You know, I've watched The Golden Girls all the way through the season, but the last episode.
Why?
Because I don't want to make you feel real that it's gone. And have you heard the rumors that they're trying to bring it back?
Who would play them?
The girl from Lisa Faye. Is that how you say her name? Oh, Tina Faye.
Okay, I love Tina Fey.
The girl who ate who's co-stars with her in Baby Mama.
Okay.
Amy, what's her name?
Okay, I know who it is. I can see your face.
The girl from Bridesmaids, the main character,
Oh, I love
the
her too.
apple. And then another one. I think it's the girl who plays in Friends. What's her name? The singer. The one who, the cat. Is that cat
Oh,
song?
Phoebe.
Phoebe. I think those would be the four.
Phoebe. She's forever known as Phoebe.
I don't even know her like her real name. Not me not knowing anybody's name, but
Exactly.
me saying like saying what movie they're from. But that's who would play right now. But I've been watching that. And then I've also been watching The Rookie.
Ooh, I love The Rookie. Don't ruin that
Have
for me.
you
I
watched
have
it?
not watched the new season. Don't ruin that for
Oh, nothing
me.
to see. Cool.
No.
I'm on season five.
I love The Rookie.
It's really good. It keeps on, like, it's very much predictable. And it's been pissing me off about like how
Predictable how?
because when they are doing
And if you have not watched season five of The Rookie by now, I'm not gonna say spoiler. Shame on you.
there the remember the wedding that Angela was at? Or she was doing her own wedding for Angela. I know like something's gonna happen here. I don't know what it's gonna be, but something's gonna happen.
Well, yeah, that's like all major storylines.
Yeah. So I was like, this is very much predictable. But I'm like, you know what? We're gonna go with it. Or like there was an episode whenever Harper had her baby, and she got into her new house, and she goes, "There's something fishy about the house across the street."
Yeah, because Harper G.
And so I was like, I took my head. I'm just like, no, they're pulling the ball. They're taking the body out of the house. Harper's seen the body, but yet she had time to go run downstairs, pregnant, run outside, go across the street.
Okay, it's a show.
I was like, so they didn't see her?
Oh my God, you sound like those people that watch like The Lioness. Like, she can't do that because she had a tactical team on. I'm like,
next show.
I'm like, bruh, it is literally, it's a fictional show.
That's my next show.
The Lioness is so good.
The what's her name? The main character.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I can see her face. I just can't think
of her. She was doing the interview with like other ladies like Angelina Jolie,
mm-hmm.
for Variety.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that this was actually the one job where she said okay to, but later said, "I don't think I can do this job." She wasn't mentally prepared for all the physical activity, the acting for it, because it was so much of a new role for her that she didn't know how to get into character for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she went to work for the first day, she goes like, "I don't know if I can do this." They go like, "You know what? This is the character. We're going to rehearse. We're going to get this together and you're going to be great at it." And then it ended up becoming a good show. But I haven't watched any of it. I'm liking that these shows that I'm now watching have multiple seasons on so that I'm able to like binge watch them.
I know, because nothing sucks worse than getting into a show and only have like one season.
Right, because then I get stuck at it, just like The Night Agent.
I don't know.
You never watched The Night Agent?
No, but I want to get into our topic, Finio.
Okay, well, The Night Agent, you need to. Season one is really good. Season two just came out today. And so you have two seasons.
What is The Night Agent about?
You really want to talk about it?
Quickly.
Okay. So The Night Agent is, it's a. It is a program that the president in the show created in order for spies to contact a phone line for whenever they're in trouble. So when they feel that there's somebody coming after them because their cover's been blown. So this girl who used to be an entrepreneur, now is filing for bankruptcy, was living with her aunt and uncle, and they were getting in too deep about a mission, and they ended up catching them. And they ended up dying. But before they died, they told the niece that contact this agency. And
are you telling me like the whole story, or are you just giving me the backstory?
What it's about.
Okay.
And so I lost my train of thought. Where was I at? Oh, so they ended up catching her and coming after the aunt and uncle. And they told her to contact the night agent. But she also was listening to her grandparents or to her aunt and uncle.
You suck at telling stories.
And now she's on the run with the person who answered the phone because they're trying to come kill her.
Okay.
And it's a good show. You should check it out. Probably my talk about it is the best, but that's what caught my attention. You should go watch it.
Okay.
After you're done with whatever you're doing.
You mean bringing up the topic at hand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about government stuff. The Night Agent was part of the government.
What government?
It's very corrupt.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we love the corrupt government.
Well, you guys, Carmen has so much information.
And guys, I want you to understand. I want you guys to understand because I want you to hold Finio accountable as well. Because he thinks that he is going to skate by and not put in forth the effort.
Let's not say skate because I can break an ankle that way. Let's just say drive. I'm a great driver.
What you're going to do is quit being lazy and put in the work and the focus, right, Finio?
Yes.
All right. So, the grand topic at hand, mass deportations in the United States. Woo, 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 woo.
It's really sarcastic because
what?
Mass deportation just seems scary at all. Like, just. Because I feel like I'm a U.S. citizen does not mean I don't feel safe driving out there because I feel like I'm going to get pulled over.
Right. That's also something that
I know that some people are going to say, like, oh, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, then you should be nothing scared about. It's not just that. I don't feel, with watching like The Rookie,
mm-hmm.
I've seen too much into like corrupt cops. And so taking that part now into reality, because now I'm in that reality and I do.
Wait, so. It took you watching The Rookie.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, with everything coming into, like, this new administration, it's becoming now real because from December to now, we've had multiple conversations with this. We did not expect this man to make it to the square in ceremony.
Yeah.
We thought, or we assumed.
My astrologer told me it wasn't going to get this far.
Right. And so we just assumed that the government, the last administration was going to come together with a type of information where it was not going to come this far. So now I'm like, okay, well, watching this show and now coming into this new administration, like, I can be very much in trouble just by how I look, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just scary.
It is. So what I wanted to start off with, right, is know your rights. Even as an undocumented, I want to emphasize the word undocumented because it kills me when people use the word illegal. Believe it or not, nobody's illegal. No human being is illegal. You can be undocumented because you don't have the necessary paperwork, but there's no such thing as an illegal human being, right? And so when they say know your rights, because under the U.S. Constitution and civil rights laws, you do have rights. You have rights. So what I want us to do is I want us to go over those rights. I want us to think about formulating a plan. Like what's going to happen when, say, a family member gets pulled over and they are detained and they are deported? You know we're live, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. You know, do you have a plan? Do you have someone that's able to pick up your kids? If, say, you are the undocumented person, like if you get pulled over, do you have a contingency plan in place? Do you know who can pick up your kids if you have children? Do you know if they can have access to all of your bank account information? Like, you need, as scary as this sounds, because guess what? Yes, ICE right now is hitting the 8 major cities, but that doesn't mean they're not going to come to Kansas. That doesn't mean they're not going to come to Missouri. So you guys need to have a plan and you need to be prepared. This isn't fear mongering. This isn't, you know, striking the fear of God in you. It's the reality that we live in. So you need to make sure you or a loved one that you have a plan in place. Can that person, whoever it is that you're going to put responsible, can if you get deported, will they have access to everything they need to help you get back? I can't emphasize that enough. Have a plan. I am going to be, I say I because, you know, I'm going to be, compiling a list of, you know, I wouldn't say viable, but verified immigration attorneys, because we all know that there's immigration attorneys out there that will take your money and will do nothing for you, because unfortunately, they are out for themselves and not to help the community.
And to add on, recently I've been seeing, I'm just hearing KC, false information being shared.
Yes.
So I feel that fact check.
Yes.
Fact check, or if you know somebody who is an attorney within immigration, or you know friends like Carmen, or you can definitely ask her, DM our Facebook, Instagram, and she'll be happy to answer that question.
Yes.
Handle those platforms.
And we also want to say, like, the spotting in Olathe, that was a confirmed ICE spotting. Like, we had various sources say that it was. Now, I also want to keep in mind that local police is saying, or local news is saying, you know, oh, ICE didn't contact the police. ICE doesn't have to let the local police know if they are in their area. They can do it as a formality. They can do it, you know, just as you know, to be curious, you know, courteous is the word I'm looking for. But they do not have to enforce or inform the local law enforcement that they are going to be in that area. So don't believe the news when they say they have to let the police know, or the police will let. No, that is not how it works. They want to sneak up. They want to catch you unprepared.
The element of surprise.
Exactly. So 5 ways that you guys can help yourself be prepared. Seek legal consultations. Meet with private attorneys. Call American Immigration Lawyers Association. We'll provide the number to that. You can work with nonprofit organizations that employ U.S. licensed attorneys or the Department of Justice accredited representatives. Like I said, create a safety plan. Identify your emergency contacts and memorize their phone numbers. This is crucial. That way you know off the top of your head, because 9 times out of 10, they probably won't let you have access to your cell phone. They're probably going to take that from you. Right? Provide your child's school or daycare with an emergency contact to pick up your child. Get these papers notarized. I just shared on my personal Facebook. I can share it on the Man in the Mail Facebook. There is a notary who is willing to help undocumented parents get something notarized that says, I give permission to so-and-so to pick up my kid from school or so-and-so to take care of my kid. That is, it's important, guys. This is, unfortunately, these are the times that we live in. These are the times that we live in, and it's better to be informed and know your rights than to go and blindsided. Provide authorization in writing for your emergency contact to take medical or legal decisions for you or your child. Tell your loved ones that you are detained by ICE. They can try to use ICE's online detainee locator. We'll provide the links to that. And also, to top on that, Mexico has come out with an emergency app. And it launches an emergency app for migrants in the U.S. that have been deported. The app is called Consul App Contigo. It's C-O-N-S-U-L-A-P-P and then C-O-N-T-I-G-O, which translates to consulate with you. So Mexico has an emergency app that can help as well with migrants that get deported to Mexico. So that way you know there's a point of contact there. Collect your documents in a safe place. Keep your identity information and financial information in a safe location. Gather documents showing the length of time you've been in the United States. The two most recent years of your most important. That includes your U.S. income tax returns, utility bills, leases, school records, medical records, bank records, and other documents. So just pretty much proving your longevity here in this country. I also want to bring to light that getting your papers in this country is not easy. It's not. I know. It's a lot. It's a big topic to talk about. Everybody thinks that you can come into this country and in 6 months' time, you have papers. No, it does not work like that. And I also, we're going to talk about that process too a little later in the podcast. It says, make sure your emergency contact can access all of these documents. They know where they're at. It's very important. Read and practice the NIJC's guidelines on what to do when you encounter ICE in your communities. Number four, avoid immigration fraud. Only seek legal advice from an attorney or an accredited representative at the Department of Justice. Recognize nonprofit organizations. Lawyers must have a license to practice in the United States. Ask to see their law license. Law license in other countries do not authorize that are not authorized to practice law in the United States. Never sign a blank form. Never sign an application with false information. This is just even heartbreaking to even think about. Like somebody would threaten, sign this paper or you get deported, because it happens, whether we want to believe it or not, in a lot of situations. If the advice is too good to be true, get a second opinion before filing for an immigration application. And number five, be alert for digital scams. Be skeptical of social media posts promising new or quick immigration relief. The United States, including Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services, so on and so forth, will never contact you via WhatsApp or social media. Limit exceptions such as people who are released. With limited exceptions such as people who are released from detention until they must check in with ICE via telephone. The U.S. government generally does not contact individuals by phone. If you receive an unexpected message or phone call from someone who claims to be from an immigration office or other government official, do not respond and share personal information. I'm going to go back and read that one again, because I feel like, especially when you brought up people sharing the misinformation about, you know, seeing ICE and KCK on Central Avenue. If you receive an unexpected message or phone call from someone who claims that they are from an immigration officer or office, do not respond or share personal information. Do not wire or transfer money to pay a processing fee or for any other reason. And then avoid sharing unverified information on social media. All right? Like, these are just, it can be a lot, but if you take those five steps, that can help you feel a little bit safer. Take the necessary precautions so that if you are ever put in a predicament like that, where you do get deported, you have the necessary resources and the people around you that can help. Because there's probably nothing, the worst feeling is getting pulled over and you're helpless. Like, you don't know what's going to happen to your kids. You don't know who's going to pick them up or what's going to happen next. You all right?
Yeah.
You want a shot?
I can't drink this one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now, I want to talk about the executive order that Trump repealed, right? Because he wants to repeal birthright citizenship. And I just want to clarify.
Huh? It's been blocked.
No, I know. Okay. That's what I wanted to. Okay. Sorry, I wanted to
get to that. Like, I knew something.
I'm just going to give, because I know that most people who are listening to this, I mean, even if you don't know what birthright citizenship is, right? So birthright citizenship is the legal principle under which a citizen is automatically granted to individuals upon birth. There are two forms of birthright citizenship: ancestry-based citizenship and birthplace-based on citizenship, right? So birthplace-based citizenship grants citizens citizenship based on the place of birth. It's formally referred to as right on the soil. So in the United States, birthright citizenship is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Specifically, it states that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. There's really not much wiggle room here. It's interpreted as it's read. So unrestricted birthplace-based citizenship, that is a lot to say. It's granting citizenship to anyone born in the United States soil, regardless of their parents' status, with the exception of children of foreign diplomats. I.e., if your parents are undocumented and you are born here, you're an automatic citizen. And then restricted ancestry, or is it unrestricted?
Unrestricted birthright. Oh, restricted NRC-based citizenship.
Did I do that wrong? Did I read that wrong? Did I read something that I read wrong?
Unrestricted birthright, birthplace.
See, I know how to read, and I even myself is getting confused. But what it pretty much means is birthright citizenship is if you're born here, even if your parents are undocumented, you're a U.S. citizen. And that is what they're trying to revoke. Right? Because they think that a lot of people come into this country to have babies so that they're U.S. citizens and then what? Fix the parents? I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, so Donald Trump wants to repeal birthright citizenship, right? And I want to emphasize that it's a constitutional right. So therefore it's going to be hard for him to repeal it. And if he repeals it, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be very shocked, because if he's able to repeal birthright citizenship, what's to say that he won't repeal same-sex marriage? Right? Isn't that what they're already trying to do? They're already trying to make it illegal again across the country.
They sure are. They started it again in one of the southern states. I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember.
Oh, and guess who just submitted papers so that Trump could possibly run for a third term?
No.
Yep.
Who?
Republican.
Of course they did.
House Representative. Of course he did. We have so much to talk about. Anyways. A federal judge temporarily blocks Trump's executive order redefining birthright citizenship. I believe it was I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to read it.
I'm going to find it real quick. Give you guys this action.
I have all my little times because I want to make sure that I talk about everything that's important to us today. But a federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's executive order redefining birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional, because it fucking is, during the first hearing in a multi-state effort challenging the order. There's already been 5 lawsuits brought by 22 states and a number of immigrant rights groups across the country. So, guys.
In Arizona? I'm so shocked.
It's, yeah. So, I just, as scary and as jarring as it may be to read it, I want you guys to understand that he has a long way to go before, if he can even achieve this. And it sounds so scary to say, because he does have control of the House and the Senate, but
for the next 2 years.
Right. So I want this outrage that we're feeling with these mass deportations that we're witnessing and the lack of empathy from the people who support him, let that fuel you to really get the word out there and get the people that we need in power in our House and in our Senate in these next 2 years is when we need to put in work. That's why it says that it's smart. It starts with us. Like, yeah, the presidential election, it's great, right? But we need to win the small battles in order to win the war. Mm-hmm. So we really have to start pushing people into power that really represent us and what we want. And do not get me wrong. I want people to come into this country legally, yes. But the way that this country is going about deporting them, it's inhumane. It's unconstitutional. Does anybody sit back and wonder why we have so many undocumented immigrants here that don't reap the benefits, right? That like everybody is conditioned to believe that undocumented immigrants get all this money and they get all this and that and the third. Like, they don't qualify for benefits. They don't have a Social Security number, so they can't get Medicaid or Medicare. They don't have a Social Security number, so they can't get government assistance. They can't get SNAP. They can't get WIC. They can't, you know? And people, what pisses me off is a lot of people that are saying do this the right way can't tell the fucking difference between a migrant and an immigrant.
Or can even remember that they don't benefit anything.
And what pisses me off is the main demographic that caused all this was fucking Venezuelans. People think undocumented immigrants, and who do they think about? Mexicans. They don't think about Russians. They don't think about fucking
Asians.
They don't think about
Indians.
Haitians. They don't think about any of that. They think about Mexicans. That's it. And it's like the mayor of Chicago said, where was the outcry when they had all those Ukrainian refugees in their city to get them deported back? Mm-hmm. All they see is brown. That's all they see. And for people to sit there and say, well, that's what you get for voting for Trump. Newsflash, 62% of Latinos voted for Harris. And the vast majority of Latinos that voted for that man were Cuban Americans. Puerto Ricans and Mexicans voted the most for Harris. And Mexicans are the ones that get targeted the most. Mm-hmm. So when I hear bullshit like, well, you guys voted for Trump. No, the fuck we didn't. No, the fuck we didn't.
Like, get your facts together.
Like, I got it on my phone. I'll give you the whole fucking breakdown because that shit, like, that pisses me off to my fucking core. I don't know how many times today I've read that. That's what you voted for. No, 60, and I'm looking for my phone and it's literally right there. 62% of Latinos voted for her. By a plus 25 margin. A majority of Hispanic men voted for Harris, 56-43, and a super majority of Hispanic women, 66-32. Hispanic male vote was between the ages of 18-39. 51% voted for her, 48% voted for him. Among Latino subgroups, the highest level of Harris support was from Puerto Rico, 65%, followed by Mexican Americans, 63%. Highest Trump support was from Cuban fucking Americans at 54%. They have communism in their country. Might as well bring the communism over here, right? Mm-hmm. It kills me, man. Like, the lack of empathy in this fucking country. When did it become not okay to show empathy to others?
2014.
I want everybody to understand that they are subject to something called the Fifth Amendment right, which is the due process. Your Fifth Amendment right is due process. It's a legal concept that protects citizens from the government taking away their life, liberty, or property without fair procedures. That being said, the Laken-Riley Act that just passed and is more than likely going to go into law, right? Because it's already passed the House, it's already passed the Senate, It's waiting to get signed into law on Trump's desk as we fucking speak. But the Fifth Amendment states that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. That applies to both citizens and non-citizens of the United States. Let me emphasize this again. Citizens and non-citizens of the United States, that means undocumented immigrants, have a Fifth Amendment right. It ensures procedural due process, which requires fair procedures, hearings, and trials before the government can detain or punish someone. It also provides substantiative due process, protecting individuals from government actions that would arbitrarily or overly oppress. So, for you, for those that don't know, the Lake and Riley Act, it is a act. I'm going to go all the way up because I want to make sure I get this right. It was a proposed U.S. law named in honor of Lake and Riley, who, by the way, her parents have pleaded, asked, and begged that they not politicize her name. And what the fuck does the government do?
Use her name.
Use her name to pass a fucking law after her parents have come out and publicly spoken against it. She was a student from Georgia who was tragically murdered in 2024 by an undocumented immigrant. The legislation mandates that the Department of Homeland Security detain non-U.S. nationals who are unlawfully present in the country and have been charged with, arrested for, convicted of, here's the kicker, or admit, they don't even have to be guilty of a crime, admit to committing theft-related crimes such as burglary, larceny, or shoplifting. I need to slow down.
You're too excited there.
I know. Additionally, the act empowers state attorney generals to sue the federal government if immigration laws are not adequately enforced, particularly in cases where individuals who should be detained are released. So.
So what does this act do?
It pretty much says that, here's the breakdown of the key points, right? The clause specifies to undocumented immigrants that commit specific crimes such as burglary, theft, larceny, shoplifting, assault of a law enforcement officer, any crime resulting in the death of or serious bodily injury to another person. And then it said that if they are, like, say they are detained, DHS would need to detain someone who meets any of these conditions, charged with an offense, arrested for an offense. But this is where the words get a little dicey, though. Convicted of an offense, found guilty in the court of law. Admits of having committed or admits to committing the offense. So it's his confession to the act, but, like, if they catch him in the act, aren't they already guilty because they caught them in the act? So it pretty much just says that if they catch an undocumented immigrant committing any kind of law that they suspect of them breaking, they're just going to get deported. Mm-hmm. That's it. They're not going to be subject to due process. It's pretty much what this act means. And is more than likely going to get passed into law. So,
I'm sure everything just happened last year.
Oh, for sure. This is what spearheaded the whole mass deportations.
I do apologize.
No, you're good.
Just a question. This situation happened end of last year, right?
Let me look.
The undocumented dude killed the nurse.
Right. Yeah.
So we've been having school shootings, but they've been high in numbers in the last 2 weeks.
We just had a school shooting yesterday or 2 days ago. Yeah,
I heard about that. But yet we can't get a bill started for that, but we can get a bill started for this. Like, I get, no, don't get me wrong, I mean, I have a heart and very sad about that what happened to this girl and who did it, but this has come so fast, but yet we can't come to even a bill started or bill being presented to the government about gun violence or about how we're going to keep our kids safe and not have to pay our teachers $32,000 a year to be police officers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that isn't, that's not making any sense. Like, let it make sense, government. And I know you can hear me and I know you're listening to us. Let's get it together.
With the price of eggs, right?
Ooh, I went to I went to the Mexican store yesterday because Walmart was out of eggs. There were literally only two cartons left, but they had broken eggs inside of them.
Oh shit.
$12 for a dozen.
Well, it's a price shopper. They have these, they're like in a clear carton, but they were only $3 for a dozen. I told Joe, I said, what's wrong with these eggs? They weren't expired or anything.
No, I just went to Sam's Club and I bought 18 for $8.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's how much fucking, it costs $10 now for a fucking 18 pack.
I was like, ooh, that was crazy.
A best fucking choice.
That was crazy. Okay, and then back to the topic. Sorry, got off candy.
So,
because I needed a moment to eat anyways.
Sorry, if you're new here, I always have to have a snack. Because, just because I don't got to explain myself, I just got to have a snack.
And you caught her on a good day, you guys, because her eyes are really open.
I'm coming down from a high.
Ooh.
I needed to make sure I was mellowed out for this conversation. Because yesterday, I was on a tangent. Okay, so I was curious as to how easy it was to like just get information on how to become a citizen, right? So I Google how to become a U.S. citizen. First thing that pops up is become a U.S. citizen through naturalization. All right, cool. Click on it. Naturalization is a process of voluntarily becoming a United States citizen. Learn about the steps that lead to U.S. citizenship, including the naturalization test. Cool, looks great. What are the requirements for United States citizenship? In bold letters goes, or not bold, but they're bullet, what is it?
Bullet points.
Yeah, in green bullet points. At least 18 years old when you apply. Great, I apply. It'll read, write, and speak basic English depending on age. Great, cool, got that. Of good moral character. Who the fuck gets to decide that? But yeah, great, I'm good, I'm dandy. Then it says, in smaller letters, smaller bullet points. But, well, obviously not the but, you must also be in one of these categories. Lawful permanent resident, green card holder of 5 years. Well, shit, okay. Married to a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident for 3 years. All right. U.S. military service member, active duty or veteran.
Lies.
Or a child of a U.S. citizen.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, but they had to wait till they're after 18.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
The third, that third one should not be there.
So, well, and this is where it gets a little, because you know they can still get deported.
Yeah, because they did last election.
Mm-hmm.
And they still voted for them again.
Okay, so then I'm going to go lawful permanent resident, green card holder, 5 years. All right, cool. I can do that. Okay, so how do I get to stay in the United States for 5 years, right? Because I got to be in the United States for at least 5 years to get my green card. And then that way I can qualify and, you know, get my U.S. citizenship. So general eligibility requirements. So in order to be eligible for naturalization based on the on being a lawful permanent resident at least five years, you must be at least 18 years or older when you submit. Perfect. You have to show to have been a lawful admitted permanent resident of the United States for at least 5 years. Okay. How do you demonstrate that? How do you demonstrate that you've been here for 5 years, right? Okay, so then I go, let me try to find out how, and it's not easy. You have to search outside of the United States citizen or immigration policy in order to get what I'm needing. Let me see here. I had a Google. Yeah, I literally had to Google it. How to get a residency stay of 5 years in USA, because I tried to look on our website and I couldn't get the answer. So it says that to get a 5-year residency to stay in the United States, you need to obtain a green card or lawful permanent residency status, which allows you to live and work in the United States. How to apply for a green card? You have to be sponsored by a family member who is a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. I wonder what we could do if you're coming into this country the right way and you don't have any family that lives in this country. Say you're a student that lives in Mexico, right? And thinks, oh, I think you living in the United States will be great. How the fuck are you going to do that, right? Or you can be employed by a company with a labor certification or qualify through an immigrant visa category like investment or asylum. How the fuck does that make sense? So in order for me to stay here for 5 years, I have to find an employment by a company with a labor certification or qualify through an immigrant visa category like investment or asylum.
So you gotta find somebody who you're gonna pay double to so they can sponsor you. What was their company?
And yet, becoming a citizen is so easy in this country, right?
Do it the right way.
Do it the right way, right? You know, it takes an average of 5 to 8 years to get your citizenship in this country. Not to mention the legal fees, the immigration attorney that you have to, and you gotta find a reputable one, right? I don't know how many stories I've heard about people who say they go to one attorney, they tell them one thing, they turn around and get a second opinion, and this one says, no, it's totally fucking doable.
Like, who do you believe? It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy that people would take advantage of situations like that? So if I...
But yet they're Christians.
Don't even get me fucking started on that. So I, as a U.S. citizen, had to literally go through hell and high water just to get the answers that I needed. Which is, in order for you to get a green card here so that you can stay for the 5 years.
And that's just a green card. That's not your next steps.
That's not even a U.S. That's not a permanent resident, because you can't be a permanent resident. Yeah, it is. It's a permanent resident.
A green card?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were two separate things. Like a green card and then the residence in and then nationalization. You become a citizen, isn't it? Or I never been through
that. I thought it was because you have to have a green card in order to apply for citizenship.
Oh, I thought you need to be a resident and then apply to become a citizen.
Right. Isn't permanent residency over here getting me confused?
I'm confused too. I thought it was green card, resident, and then permanent.
Let me see. Permanent resident versus green card. You might be right. Or it might be the same thing. Okay. Yeah. So it's the same. So a permanent resident has a green card.
Okay.
That's how they use their identification. So a permanent resident is someone who has been granted the right to live in the United States indefinitely. And a green card is the identification document issued to them.
Okay.
So that's what it is. So yeah. That is our wonderful process. Oh my God, it's already been. I didn't
understand what's going on.
I know. What's going on here? I wanted to see what else they were saying. What was this article about? Because I had poured. Oh, Trump declares border emergency and seeks to end birthright citizenship. We've already talked about that. I think right now we don't have anything to worry about. I think we also need to remember that Biden, before he left office, he appointed a lot of federal judges, an insane amount of federal judges. I think.
Was it 100 and.
Yeah.
24?
Let me see.
And he did this just like under the radar.
He did within his last 100 days. Sorry, my husband's voice is.
So
the total number of judges to be confirmed was a total of 235, including one Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, 45 judges of the United States Supreme Court of Appeals, 187 judges of the United States District Court, and two judges for the United. So he appointed a lot of federal judges, which I think a lot of people either didn't realize, or it kind of, like you said, it slipped under the radar. Mm-hmm. So I think that he had an inkling, which our Democratic Party is just, anyways.
Not strong enough right now.
I think he had an inkling of what was going to happen. So I think that he did what he could in the limited amount of time that he had. Do I feel like he could have done more? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But again, these next 2 years are going to be crucial to be putting the people that we need in power that speak for us, that protect our rights. I do definitely want to talk about the bills that are trying to get passed in Kansas, where I want everybody to contact Governor Kelly, too. And I'm going to post this tomorrow. We need to contact our governor and not say that she cooperate mm-hmm. with the federal government in helping with these mass deportations. Like, it's essential that we reach out to her and our and the people that we elected in those positions. Like, we do not want to aid the federal government in this. And they don't have to. The state does not have to help the federal government. We do not have to use our state resources to help them. It is a federal program, so therefore the federal government has to fund it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people are paying attention to that, because I think of everything that's going around, they're doing things behind our back, hoping that we're not going to notice.
And then what's also better this time around for us here in the state of Kansas is that we are being warned about this specific type of bill or this type of announcement coming from the federal government, the government over to the governor of Kansas. Because the last time this happens was the SB, it was a law where basically police could discriminate and pull anybody over.
That's still very much, I have that.
There's so much going on, but I'm just saying, like, last time that was given to us like super fast. Like, it happened one day and then 2 days later it was implemented.
Right.
In this case, it's like, this not implemented. You guys still have the time to contact the governor and go like, look, or contact the people who you place ready in power and give them your thought to why Governor Kelly should say no to not further assist the federal government in these particular type of raids.
I'm trying to find the exact ones that have been, that they are trying to amend. But
the one that they just sent out?
Yes. But I will post the information as well, because they're trying to be sneaky. You know? 'Cause
it was the congressman who sent that to, no, the attorney general of Kansas who sent it to the governor, right?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing that it was trying to get passed. And so I wanted to speak on that because I don't know. I just feel like we're going to fucking hell in a handbasket for you. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell in a handbasket. Did I show you guys what I was eating today? Because, okay.
Did you send it to me?
What?
No, you didn't.
No. So, just a quick recap. Have an emergency plan in place. Memorize important phone numbers. That way, if you do get detained, you're able to call someone, because 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to confiscate your phone. Make sure that everybody in your family has the Consulu app contigo, which is that Consulate With You app, which is a way that the Mexican migrants living in the United States have a way to alert their families if they've been detained or deported. If you can't use that particular app, they do have something called, you can locate them on the ICE website, and it's called the Online Detainee Locator System. So you can also try to locate someone that way, but we all know that they are probably not going to be the quickest in getting people into the system to let others know that they've been deported, right? Be vigilant. Don't spread false awareness, because all it does is cause chaos and unnecessary grief. We know ICE is coming. We know mass deportations are coming. People are not stupid. People are going to be aware, but it's also not necessary to cause panic if there's no need to, right? So also a quick reminder, I will share again on the Man of the MILF page and my personal page, the notary. There is a notary that's going around that's going to notarize documents for undocumented parents, which is also vital. It's important, guys. Know your rights. Don't open the door. Don't speak to anybody. You don't have to speak to anybody. Remain silent. I want to get those cards and pass them out too. That's like, cards. It's just, yeah. You know those cards that have your rights on them, mm-hmm. that have English and Spanish?
Oh, yeah. I think I'll talk to you about that.
and see if we can get them printed. And my sister has a laminator. We can try to get that stuff laminated too. What it says, don't open the door. Don't answer any questions. Don't sign anything. And do ask the agent if you're free to go, to leave. If you're outside your home or work, if they say yes, leave. Do show them the following slide through a window, but don't hand them your phone. Do not hand them your phone. You have the right to remain silent. You don't have to open your door. Remember these guys, because they are banking on you not to know your rights. They are banking on you not to know the necessary information to make it a smooth transition. And I beg of you, quit fucking racial profiling. That shit pisses me the fuck off. It's weird. It's weird fucking behavior. That's my new word for 2025. Fucking weird. I've overused it. I don't give a fuck.
And it's only been 23 days.
It's weird behavior to sit on your little computer and be like, bye-bye, Jose, or ice, baby. Like, that's weird. It's weird behavior. Who does that? Who goes out and seeks and goes, ice, baby? Like, that's not normal behavior.
Someone who's not comfortable with themselves.
Like, it's, oh, my God. The lack of empathy, like, seriously, that's what gets me. Like, that is what gets me in this country, is that is MAGA preaches that they are Christian and da da da, and then everything that they stand for is the complete opposite. The complete fucking opposite. But anyways, I'm gonna go over my snacks.
Tell you right now that a senator is sleeping with someone else but not their wife.
Listen. Did you hear about that senator?
No.
So there was a senator. I think it was a senator. He got his mistress pregnant.
Oh.
Right?
And tried to ask for an abortion.
And she didn't want to get an abortion. So he slipped the abortion pill in her smoothie. And she bled so much that she was almost in, like, she almost had to go into a coma.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm going to post the story. Yes. But for those of you that don't know, I usually have snacks. Today I'm doing a smoky bacon crab dip. So good. Oh, I had
those in like crab ragu.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Oh, the wrappers for it, and then a banana Twinkie,
which tasted like banana cream pie.
It's so good. Mini sweet peppers that go with my dip.
That's so good.
Pistachios and cranberries.
Chocolate covered.
Yes, chocolate covered pistachio cranberries. My fruit punch vest. And then my husband stole my apple juice.
And then apple juice?
Yeah, it looks so good in the store.
It looks pretty.
It's a Granny Smith apple juice.
You got that at
Price Chopper.
Oh, I was gonna say Dollar Tree.
Yeah. All right, what an episode, Fino. Do you have anything else before I think next week we should talk about civil rights.
Okay.
Or what is there something else that caught your eye that you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. What's gonna motivate you to do research?
Well, this whole civil rights thing kind of scares me.
Do you want to research it? We don't have to if it's going to give you anxiety.
I don't know. That'll be good. I mean, just more like talk because I'm going back into the work field.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going on interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And so with this whole, not like, with this going through, it's just like they can't discriminate you for how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Where your race is, your name. You got nails. Like...
It is not a safe time right now to be anything but white.
Yes, I'm just like.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to keep saying this so I'm blue in the face. I really don't care who it fucking offends. If you're not white, you're a target.
What did they say, CLS? If you ain't white, you ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
There's two worlds. Well, there's only one world, Chanel. Well, that's what they teach you. We know different. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Sign us off, Fino.
All right, you guys. This is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man in the Mills. Let go.
Bye.